There's a culture of abuse and negligence in abortion facilities across the country. The goal of the regulations is to protect women.
What these regulations do is to try to impose such financial burdens on clinics that they are forced to close. Women have a constitutional right to have an abortion during the first trimester.
Virginia is drawing new battle lines in the decades-old war over abortion. But unlike most political battles over small business regulations, this debate finds conservatives arguing for more government control, while liberals are fighting for less. New healthcare regulations that were approved by the Virginia Board of Health in April place stricter regulations on clinics. Senate Bill 924 classifies health clinics that provide five or more first trimester abortions a month as hospitals. This means they must abide by the same standards as outpatient surgical centers, instead of only complying to the standards for doctor's offices, which is their current classification.
This is really necessary in order to ensure that women are being treated with care consistent with their human dignity.
Mallory Quigley is the spokeswoman for the pro-life organization Susan B. Anthony List, a group that supports the new bill. However, women's rights advocates are calling foul. The bill includes building regulations from the width of the hallway to the size of the janitor's closet, things that would require expensive structural renovations and could potentially force the clinics out of business.
The legislation is clearly designed to do indirectly what they cannot do directly. So you cannot outlaw abortion under the United States Supreme Court precedent. So what these regulations do is try to impose such financial burdens on clinics that they are forced to close.
Larry Roberts is the attorney leading the attack against the bill. He is representing Falls Church Healthcare Center in Northern Virginia, who filed an administrative appeal against the state, claiming the regulations are unnecessary and unfair.
Physicians that are practicing in Virginia have been outspoken about the lack of medical evidence that deciding these legislations.
We shouldn't discount the importance of those building requirements. Back in Philadelphia, it was actually a Virginia resident who died when the emergency medical personnel were unable to navigate the hallways.
As tragic as one death is it enough to warrant new and costly regulations? From 1974 to 2011, there have only been three legal abortion-related deaths in Virginia, with over 1 million abortions performed. The risk is minimal, with less than 1% of abortions involving major complications. Falls Church has had zero deaths since its opening in 2002. The mandated renovations would cost Falls Church $2 million, a figure that could put them out of business.
In no other instance has the Board of Health applied new regulations to existing clinics or hospitals. It's always been for future facilities. So abortion facilities are being singled out as the only ones where new regulations are imposed on existing facilities that were built properly under the former regulations.
2 out of 20 abortion clinics in Virginia have already closed, citing financial burdens related to the regulations.
I think that's a very serious sort of foreshadowing of what could potentially happen.
28 other states have passed similar bills placing strenuous regulations on providers.
In so much of government, we hear people saying we need to reduce regulations and lower the burdens on businesses and help small businesses grow. All those principles are thrown out the window when it comes to abortion clinics.
Any sort of law that tries to restrict people being able to use their best judgment to make decisions about their bodies is like counter to justice and progress, I think, in the state of Virginia.